You're listening to You've Got This, episode 226. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. So I labeled this episode A Shocking Turn of Events, Part 2, because it was around this time last year that I announced that I was going fully digital with my planning. And I had just started to use Notion, I was just starting my new job, and I needed to have a better place to take notes. That was kind of my primary concern. So I ended up doing a big switch. And in that episode, which I can link in the show notes, I talked about how I was really a kind of lifelong handwritten planner type of person and how much I really enjoyed writing things down in lists and things like that. And so it was a big deal for me to kind of switch to the digital planning. And over the last year, you've heard me talk about Notion probably in various places. But here's the second shocking turn of events, which is I have transitioned off of Notion and I have transitioned to a new platform called ClickUp. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it and why I made this transition and whether or not this might be a good tool for you, because I'm not sure it's good for everyone. And I definitely don't think everyone who is on Notion, like if people kind of followed me over there, you may not want to follow me over to ClickUp. So let me talk a little bit about it. First of all, I should say I'm still using Notion for a couple of things, primarily kind of tracking and taking client notes for coaching. I'm still over there kind of using that platform, and there's a lot of things that I really like about it, especially the fact that you can design it in different ways that kind of work for different tasks that you're trying to do and different kinds of collaborative relationships you may have on that platform. But there were a couple of things with Notion that over time were a little bit challenging for me. So one of them was Notion, at least right now, doesn't do very well with recurring tasks. And this was something that I was doing a lot, especially for like annual planning for my business or monthly things that I had to do for my business bookkeeping and things like that. I was frequently having to copy and paste tasks multiple times and set them up in certain ways that was just really time consuming. So the recurring tasks and having that not be a little bit more streamlined was a little bit tough for me. The other thing that I had started to explore recently was whether or not I could embed like progress bars into a Notion. And there were ways to kind of embed some widgets and things, but I played around with it for a little while and it was just not working. It was challenging and I didn't really have the time to give to that. And then the other thing is that when I'm working in Notion, I can't have Notion up in separate tabs. So, or at least I haven't figured out how to do that. So when you would open up a new thing in Notion, you had to just be in that one thing in Notion. You couldn't necessarily open up separate tabs of separate spaces in Notion. And that was also a little bit challenging for me because I would sometimes like to be doing multiple things at once in there. Well, one day I was over on YouTube, as one is, and I found a video of someone that said, is ClickUp the new Notion? And I was like, what is this? Like, I had not heard of it yet. And I feel like I know a good amount about these tools. I mean, I look around, I try to figure out what the latest productivity tools are. And I hadn't really explored ClickUp. So ClickUp has been around for a few years. It's recently gotten some attention because it's done some investing, like angel investing, and it's raised quite a bit of money for the next round of kind of updates and things that they're working on. And this is how I would compare ClickUp to Notion. So Notion is a platform that's really built on this concept of databases and building databases and kind of linking things together. And if you have projects that are, you know, like a customer relations management system, or you're wanting to link a lot of projects together and that makes sense to you and that's kind of the foundation of the work you're doing, Notion is going to be an excellent fit for that. ClickUp, its main foundation is lists. And this is what initially drew me into this platform, because when it comes down to it, I am a list person. I've always been a list person. And I use lists to organize pretty much everything. And so when I saw that ClickUp was really based on the concept of lists, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense to me. This is like a very natural fit for the kind of work that I do and the kind of organization that I use. So basically what ClickUp is a collection of your lists. And you can put those lists into what are called spaces, which is kind of a bucket that you could label with spaces. And then you have folders within each of those spaces. So for example, I have spaces called professional development, where I have lists related to the yoga work that I'm doing, the project management credentialing work that I do, coaching development for myself, and what I'm now doing with talent development, which is a new credential that I'm kind of working toward. And then I have a space or like a bucket that's related to my day job and lists related to that. I have one for my business, and then I have one that I've just labeled personal. And within those, I have different folders that are kind of breaking things down, and then I have lists in each folder. So here's the thing with ClickUp. It does recurring tasks incredibly well. There's a ton of different settings for how you can put together these recurring tasks. So that, first of all, I was like, okay, I'm kind of sold just because of that. It also has progress bars, and you can do things like create a task and then have a bunch of subtasks underneath that task. And then as you're checking off the subtasks, it shows you the progress bar of that particular task. It also has the ability to create what you can also do in Notion, which is basically create a dashboard. And this was something that I didn't want to give up because I really like having the dashboard in Notion. I check this pretty much daily. It's where I collect all of my big goals for the year and things that I'm tracking. And there was this amazing thing that you could do in ClickUp where you could kind of gather a bunch of things into what is called a portfolio. And then it would show the progress on each of those things and you could group it into your dashboard. So for example, let me try to make this a little more clear. I have a portfolio of all of my professional development lists of what I'm working toward right now. And that includes, for example, the next credential for my yoga teacher training. It includes the exam prep for this next exam I'm taking to be a certified professional in talent development. It includes the continuing education that I need to gather for my project management credential and for my disciplined agile credential. And I can, like, at a glance, see what is happening with each of those things in terms of the progress. I can click into any of them and kind of look at any of the lists. But I love having that kind of grouped in one spot in my dashboard. So that's a pretty cool feature. And then one of the other features I really like with ClickUp, and it is a paid feature, so I'll just mention that. ClickUp, what I'm paying for it right now is less than $5 a month. I did find, like, a discount code on a YouTube video that I used. So I think I'm paying somewhere between $4 and $5 a month for ClickUp, just to give you a sense of what it costs. And if you pay that fee, you get what is called a goals area. And you can set yourself up with different goals that you're working toward, and then you can have different kinds of ways of measuring those goals so that you can see if there's, like, different inputs to those goals. So for example, I have certain lists that are tied to goals, and that's one of the kind of cool things you can do in ClickUp is you can say, for example, I have my 21 goals for 2021, and I can say my goal is to get all 21, you know, of those goals, and then I just link the list. And so whenever I update the list and I kind of check off one of those goals, the goal gets updated in this other area. It's pretty cool. As somebody who's really motivated by things like progress bars and seeing in a visual way the kinds of progress that I'm making on different projects and things like that, I've really appreciated some of these more visual elements of ClickUp. So ClickUp also has what is called a list view, which is basically just a to-do list view. They have a board view, which is the Kanban view, if you're familiar with that, kind of like what Trello offers. They have a calendar view. They have a table view. So it's very similar in a lot of ways to what you would see in Notion, which is what made it feel very comfortable for me to make the transition. And I would say, I mean, I think I've talked in the past, I had a lot of stuff over in Notion. And I probably transitioned about 90% of it over to ClickUp over the course of about a week is what it took me to do that. Just little bits here and there, trying to make sure I was kind of importing it in a way that made sense to me. And the other thing I'll say, I just found, like, these little things that were making this experience better for me. When you try to add in, like, multiple to-do items into Notion, Notion doesn't always understand that there's multiple things that you're trying to put into, like, a table. And so it'll just put them all into, like, one row. And then you have to, like, literally copy and paste things into their own spaces. But if you put things into ClickUp, ClickUp says, oh, is this 15 different tasks? that you have like pulled from a list, and then it will create separate tasks. Like it kind of understands that you're copying in something that's like a bulleted list, or it's like a multiple item list. And again, it just makes it super fast to add things to ClickUp in bulk if that's what you're trying to do, and you're just trying to kind of drag things over from like a table or something like that. It makes it really easy to do that. So I've been in ClickUp now for, I would say, probably about a month, because I think it was the week of January 6th that I was transitioning this over. It actually was a great distraction for everything that was going on that week. It was a bit challenging. And as I record this, we're getting into like the second week of February. So I've been in ClickUp full time pretty much for about a month. And basically what I use it for is I go to what I call the everything view. It's what they call it. It's just basically your list. But then I filter it by just this week so that I can look at what's happening just for like the next 7 days. And I will go in and add in like my appointments and things like that. I give all of my to-do items a date and a time so I know kind of what the deadlines are for things. And then it orders it chronologically on the list. So if I have like two meetings in the morning, I have one at like 9 o'clock and one at 11 o'clock, I might put like a task in for that 10 o'clock slot in between the meetings so that I know kind of the order in which I'm trying to get things done throughout the day. And it's a relatively simple user interface. I mean, it's not complicated. You can definitely find some YouTube videos and things on ClickUp so you can kind of see what it looks like. And you can also get a free account if you want to go in and play around with it a little bit. But again, I would just say, I think the reason this is working so well for me is that it's list-based. And that's really what it is. It's just a bunch of lists. And you can kind of look at those lists in different ways. But because I've always been a list person, I felt like I was kind of with Notion, it was a little bit of like a square peg into a round hole. Like I was trying to make it work for me. And like I said, there's a ton about Notion that I still really like. And I like the collaborative aspect of Notion that you can invite people as guests to different things. ClickUp isn't as easy to do that. So that's one drawback in terms of just like collaborations and sharing pages with people. But it's a lot easier for my brain to kind of think about things as lists than to try to think about all of these different database connections. So I wanted to just share that I have this new tool, and I think it's something worth checking out if you happen to also be a list person too. So I will link to ClickUp in the show notes. I will link to last year's episode talking about the shocking turn of events, which was me going over to Notion. And let me know if you decide to look at this tool and if you have questions about it. I'm happy to talk about it a little bit more. So you can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @Katie_Linder. You can connect with me on Instagram @Katie_Linder. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.